Welcome to the RC Noob Podcast. This is episode 74. My name is Tim, and I thank you for joining me as I continue through the world of radio control, from cars and trucks to sometimes quadcopters and pretty much never airplanes. Well, there was that one time. It didn't end well, though. Anyway, thank you for joining me. Today, we're going to talk about the Traxxas TRX4 2021 Ford Bronco, a vehicle that is not new, both in release date — it's been almost a year since that model was announced and released — nor is it a new model under the hood. But I think it's worth talking about. It's definitely become one of my favorite vehicles to drive over the past year. It's become one of my top three rigs, if not my go-to, whenever I've just wanted to go get out and drive. Just a fun vehicle, and it's been my first experience with a full quote-unquote premium TRX4, so we'll get into some of those details as well, what differentiates that from the TRX4 Sport. Before we get into that, however, I've got a couple updates on a few things that I've talked about in the previous episode. So I mentioned my plan, fingers crossed, still, is to go to Axelfest Badlands 2022, and my fingers are still crossed, and they will remain crossed until I actually get down to the event. Still making plans to get down there, and mentioned in the last episode that I realized that I don't have a 10th scale axial vehicle. I've got a lot of their 1/24th scale SCX24s, but over the course of the last couple of years, I've kind of unloaded my 1/10th scale axial machines. Well, what a difference a couple of weeks makes. Horizon Hobby has a fantastic — or had, probably at the time that this episode gets released — had a fantastic flash sale on April 7th and April 8th with the RR10 Bomber. Now, the RR10 Bomber is a model that I'm not a stranger to. I had one, got one about 6 years ago, and got rid of it about 3 years ago at the time of this recording. But it just a fun vehicle. I bought it because I wanted something that wasn't necessarily scale and just something I could let loose with and go bash around with and have fun, but it still had a scale element to it. Horizon Hobby running a fantastic sale for 2 days, basically, I don't want to say blowing that vehicle out, but blowing that vehicle out for almost half off. So I picked up two of them, and my reasoning for getting more than one is to equip one of my kids, who's also going to be joining me at Axelfest, with a rig, so we can both have a blast while we're down there. I'm looking forward to this. You know, I don't know how much modification or tweaking or customization we're going to do before we actually hit Badlands time or Axelfest Badlands time. We definitely have a little bit of runway before that date arrives. We have a couple months. So, you know, we may throw some lower end weight on it. I may just, you know, let my kid go nuts and do whatever they want to do with it. And I may do whatever I want to do with mine. So we will see. But at least we've got the vehicles nailed down. And I'm also planning on bringing some of our SCX24s down as well. So that's my Axelfest Badlands 2022 update. I'm toying around with the idea of kind of doing a — just kind of documenting the process, you know, planning to go, as we plan to go down there. So you may see that pop up on rcnoob.com as well. And also, in the previous episode of the show, I mentioned that Axial was teasing something new, and it looked like it might be a new SCX24 release. And that release, or announcement, came out, and they released a 2021 Ford Bronco SCX24 model that's a hard body. So that's the first hard body, hard ABS plastic bodied vehicle that Axial has released to the public. And it looks fantastic. And immediately my mind and the mind of other hobbyists started going to, well, you know, if they did this small scale vehicle, might they be doing a larger scale vehicle with a hard body? That remains to be seen, but I can't wait to get my hands on one of these. Just with the few minor adjustments and tweaks that they've made under the hood, namely the ESC and the receiver, kind of beefing that up and giving it a little more responsiveness, a little more I would say overall range, your throttle control range is a lot smoother and a lot better starting with the Gladiator model. I'm really excited to get a shorter wheel-based SCX 24 with these adjustments and to see what it does. And then on top of it, you've got that really beautifully crafted hard body, and it looks like Axial did a fantastic job with that. No body clips on the front, Velcro mounted up front, hinged in the back, just like every other SCX 24 model that they've released. They threw a couple scale accessories up on top of the roof rack. There's an interior. It's got clear windows. It really just looks fantastic. So I can't wait to get my hands on the one that I ordered. And that will be arriving in the next couple of weeks. So keep your ears open and your eyes peeled for write-ups and updates on that, both on RC Noob and on smallscalerc.com. And that's about does it for the news portion. Now let's talk about our main topic of the show, which is the Traxxas TRX 4 2021 Ford Bronco. As I mentioned at the top of this episode, it's been almost a year since that vehicle was announced. When it was announced, I quite literally almost fell out of my chair as I was reading the release email. The real world version of the 2021 Ford Bronco is probably my dream vehicle at the moment. It looks fantastic. I think Ford did a fantastic job styling that vehicle. It looks great. And as I sit here in my mobile recording studio, which is a Dodge Grand Caravan, the realization that that vehicle will not be showing up in my driveway anytime soon is all too real. So with that in mind, as soon as I could, I got my hands on the Traxxas TRX 4 version, because if you can't have it in 1:1 scale, 1/10 scale is probably the next best thing. Really became enamored with the new clipless, quote unquote, clipless body mounting system that Traxxas had come up with. Not the first vehicle to use that clipless body mounting system. That was actually revealed or released on, I think it was the Fortec 2, or maybe it was the Fortec 3. Pardon me if I messed up the model name, but there was an on-road Traxxas vehicle that received this new mounting system. And when I say clipless, and I kind of put that around air quotes around that, it's still using clips, but it's not using the traditional body post metal clip method. Traxxas has devised a clipping system or a body mounting system that uses a plastic clip that really mounts to the inside or to the inner fenders of the TRX4 and their on-road vehicles, where it's mounted to the inside of the body and it really runs around and provides additional support to the body. But then it just clips in, you pinch the clip and it releases, and you can pull the body off and you push down and you hear that satisfying little click and you know that you're good to go. And that means no more monkeying around with clips, losing clips, having clips fly off, having clips get ripped off by, you know, trail stuff. It just makes things a lot easier and a lot cleaner to deal with. So that's fantastic. That's really the first thing that you notice outside of just the beautiful details that Traxxas has built into this body. And Traxxas has been building in amazing details into their crawler bodies since day one, really, and they've only gotten better. I picked up the 79 Ford Bronco body to put onto a Traxxas TRX4 Sport maybe 8 months ago, and that has plenty of beautiful, beautiful details. And this Traxxas, the 2021 Ford Bronco version of the TRX4, just kind of keeps building on that. So you get the clear headlight lenses, the translucent taillight lenses, so it's ready to have LED lights mounted inside. And then Traxxas did come out with a pro scale LED light system that I also picked up for my model. And you just get an amazing amount of scale detail just by adding lights and by adding, you know, that specific lighting system. Going beyond just the aesthetics of this vehicle, when you look underneath the hood or underneath the body, it's a full-blown TRX4. So it has the remote locking and unlocking diffs. It has the two-speed transmission. And all of that is ready to roll right out of the box. You don't have to buy anything else. You don't have to add anything to it. It's really fantastic. So with that in mind, I was excited to hit the trail as fast as I could and test out those little intricacies, along with the cruise control feature that honestly I think I've only used once. But you know, the remote locking and unlocking diff, the two-speed transmission, I have used almost every time I've gone out with the TRX4 2021 Bronco. And it's something that you don't realize that you don't have when you have a vehicle that doesn't have those features, but it's nice. It's a nice to have when you do have that available. I'm not necessarily saying that it makes the vehicle that much better, but it's a nice tool to have in your back pocket when you might need it. Performance has been fantastic, you know, from day one. I've always been a fan of the TRX4 Sport and how that vehicle performs out of the box. Whatever Traxxas has done with their shocks to get them to be as buttery smooth as they are is nothing short of magic. So I have not touched the shocks on either my Traxxas TRX4 Sport or the other TRX4. The shocks will be left alone. They are perfect as is. So that performance is fantastic. I think the weight, I have yet to come across a stock RTR that I feel is perfectly weighted. And I'll even throw in the Red Cat Gen 8 because I did feel that that was perfectly weighted out of the box. And now that I've done some weight addition to the TRX4, I'm starting to roll those comments back a little bit. It's fine out of the box. But again, you can never, in my mind, you can never get enough low-end weight just to eliminate any, you know, excessive tippage that you might encounter. And just to help you kind of weight the front end a little bit more than the back end or vice versa, however you want to set it up. But if you're crawling over things, you know, you don't want the body or the rig to hang up on obstacles. Or if that does happen, you don't want to just be sitting there level. You would like to have tippage either forward or backward, just something to give you something to grab onto with your tires. So really over the last 10, 11, 12 months, I've been throwing quite a few upgrades on my TRX4. I mentioned the Pro Scale lighting system. I threw that on as soon as I could get my hands on it. I also added Trill's portal brass housings and scale disc brake accessories. That made a huge difference in the performance of this vehicle. Really plants it well, whether it's trail running or crawling or whatever else I might be doing with that vehicle. As far as tires and wheels, I've swapped those out a couple times. I think I'm running some Endura beadlock wheels with two different sets of Proline tires I've been running in there. One set of Prolines has Prolines 2-stage foams, which I really have been enjoying, but that's running on an XL tire. It's a little bit larger tire. Typically, I've been running a little bit smaller 1.9-inch tire. Gives the vehicle a little more of a pedestrian look, but it's still phenomenal crawling-wise. It's really kind of amazing to see that, given the smaller tire size, how well that vehicle does perform and continues to perform. Outside of that, I also bought a 3S LiPo battery pack and a Traxxas ID charger. That has been an absolute game changer for me. It's been LiPo or nothing since I bought that. I dabbled in LiPos a little bit before the system. It's just really nice to plug something in, hit the button, and kind of have little to no worry when that thing is charging. And the power, I didn't think a crawler could go as fast as it can go with a 3S, but holy bananas is that thing impressive. Jumping, zipping around, it's just fun to throw that pack in and just rip around the backyard with a crawler, and you're kicking up dust behind you. It's fantastic. So I've been having a lot of fun with my Bronco, and while I'm talking about these other little upgrades and things that I've made, you know, if I would have left it alone stock, I would still be happy with it. But I mean, this vehicle was just you know, let's just, hey, let's throw this at it and let's throw that on it and let's customize it and let's really make it, you know, I wanted to make it my own. And I've actually thought about getting another one and just either leaving it stock or making a couple minor adjustments to it, but leaving it really, you know, as untouched as possible while still customizing it. I think out of the box, you're getting a fantastic vehicle with that TRX4. No matter what level of TRX4 you get, I think you're getting a phenomenal package. But just by making a couple minor tweaks to it, you can really wring out some amazing performance. I also want to mention, I swapped out the bumpers. So I'm running H-Tech Custom Products aluminum front and rear bumpers for the TRX4. Those are absolutely gorgeous. Gorgeous, well-designed, well-manufactured, beautiful bumpers. So I want to give them a shout out as well. I'm running Enjora's wheel nut caps, which are just, again, just these little finishing touches that you can put on vehicles, and especially scale vehicles, that I really have grown to appreciate and love within this hobby. So I'm running those. I'm running a Club 5 Racing front skid. Really kind of pops when you look at the front of the Bronco. I had been running Club 5 Racing's scale exhaust accessories in the back until I broke one. To be fair, it lasted a lot longer than I thought it was going to. But again, those, they look beautiful. And if you're not going to be crawling over stuff and just, you know, trail running and kind of keeping your vehicle clean-ish, they are a great accessory to throw on. They add so much scale detail. They look beautiful. They are a blend of 3D printed material and metal. Wish they were a little more reinforced where I broke mine, but it's nothing that I can't try to fix down the road. At any rate, I'm not running them right now. Not to get too far off course of the main topic being just, you know, talking about the TRX4 Bronco. Beautiful machine. Beautiful machine inside and out. As far as, you know, all the little adjustments, you know, I mentioned the two-speed transmission, I mentioned the remote locking and unlocking diffs. All of that is controlled through the TQI controller. That does a phenomenal job. Really have no complaints over that, about that controller. It's the third or fourth Traxxas controller that I've had contact with in my 10 years in the hobby. And I really have no complaints over it. It feels good in the hand. You know, it's not too heavy. Not too, might be a little on the light side, but it doesn't feel like a toy. And everything that you need to be able to switch and toggle is easy to get to, and is easy to not mix up as you're, you know, driving around and out and about. So, yeah, no complaints. No complaints there. I'm a huge fan of the TRX4 platform, and I'm a huge fan of the 2021 Bronco variant of the TRX4. So if you are in the market for a new crawler, definitely check that vehicle out. And I should also mention the body color. So the body colors that were available when I bought mine were cyber orange and red. Since then, Traxxas has added icon silver, ox white, black, and blue to their body colors, in addition to the red and the cyber orange. So really, you can, any color you pick is going to be fantastic. And I've seen people take, you know, the white model and just make it into a beautiful retro inspired crawler and just do phenomenal things with it. So no matter what color you pick, you're going to get something that you can do amazing things with. Even if you just left it stock, you're going to have a blast with that vehicle. So yeah, again, I'm singing the praises of the TRX4 platform and the Bronco TRX4 specifically. And yeah, really nothing more to say about that model. Huge fan, really enjoy running it, and hopefully I get a chance to get it out on the trail soon. And that's going to do it for this episode of the RC Noob Podcast. If you want to listen to previous episodes, you can visit rcnoob.com, click on the podcast link in the menu, and there you will find all of our back catalog. For more information on the TRX4 that I mentioned today, you can visit rcnoob.com, conveniently enough, and you'll find my first impressions, write-up, and soon-to-be review of that model as well. If you've not yet subscribed to the RC Noob Podcast, you can do that through iTunes, Google Play Music, or your favorite podcasting app or client. Simply search for the RC Noob Podcast. Until next time, keep your batteries charged up, keep your nitro topped off, and we will talk with you later. I got fuzzies on my bowl.